This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to the Daily Mail, a neighbor of Botham John, who was a key witness in the murder trial of Amber Geiger, has been shot dead in Dallas. Joshua Brown, age 28, was gunned down outside an apartment complex in the city's medical district around 10:30 p.m. on Friday. He was rushed to nearby Parkland Memorial Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Witnesses say they heard several gunshots and saw a silver sedan speeding out of the apartment complex's parking lot shortly after. Police have not apprehended or publicly identified a suspect in the fatal shooting. Brown was the neighbor of both John and Geiger, and his shocking slaying comes just 10 days after he broke down on the witness stand as he recounted the night John was fatally shot by Geiger. Last Tuesday, Geiger was found guilty of murder and was subsequently sentenced to 10 years in prison. Second, according to USA Today, after just a few hours of deliberation late Thursday night, a Cook County jury found a man guilty of first-degree murder of Tyshawn Lee, a 9-year-old boy who was shot and killed in one of Chicago's most horrific crimes. Jurors found Dwight Boone Doty guilty of murder in the first degree for shooting the boy in the head after promising to buy him a treat. Boone Doty led the boy into an alley and executed him in a gang hit that shocked the nation for its brutality. Doty and another man, Corey Morgan, were tried before separate juries. Morgan's jury was still deliberating as of Thursday night. Several members of the boy's family held hands as the court read the verdict. Upon hearing the verdict, they began crying. A third man involved in the murder, Kevin Edwards, has already pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in exchange for a 25-year prison sentence. Tyshawn Lee's life is over, way too short. Although his life is over, his story isn't, states attorney Craig Engelford told the jury earlier in the day during closing arguments. It's an ending you get to write. It will never be a happy ending, but it can be a just one. Tyshawn was a fourth grader in November 2015 when he was killed by gang members to send a message to his father, an alleged member of a rival gang, prosecutors say. The killing was seen by many as underscoring the viciousness of warring factions in Chicago. Third, according to the Christian Post, Saddleback Church co-founder Kay Warren opened up about how childhood sexual abuse has impacted her life and mental health, and calls on the church to deal effectively with reports of sexual abuse. Warren was among six female speakers who addressed Caring Well, equipping the church to confront the abuse crisis, on the first day of the 2019 National Conference hosted by the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission in partnership with the Southern Baptist Convention Sexual Abuse Advisory Group. The speaker and author who co-founded Saddleback Church alongside her husband Rick Warren shared her testimony of the ongoing impacts of abuse. She revealed how she grew up in a very sexually repressed household where any talk of sex was shameful. When Warren was just 6 years old, a teenage boy sexually abused her in the back of a church auditorium. I didn't tell anybody, she recalls. I didn't have words for it. I didn't have language. Somehow I knew it was bad and I blotted it instantly out of mind. And as far as I was concerned, it was buried. Yet, the sexual abuse lived and infiltrated her thinking about sex, her body, relationships, and other people's bodies. I was curious, but my curiosity could not be satisfied talking to my parents because of their very repressed and uncomfortable attitudes. Warren went on to identify how the abuse affected her life, from struggling with shame and anxiety to addiction and porn. Anxiety and depression and shameful sexual attractions and actions divided me into a good girl on the outside and in my mind a bad girl on the inside, she admitted. When Rick Warren began to pursue her in college, Kay said she didn't believe she was worthy. It wasn't until college that the memories of the sexual abuse she endured as a child resurfaced, impacting her relationship with Rick and reigniting feelings of shame and loneliness. It wasn't until the couple attended both personal and couples therapy after years of marriage that she began to heal from the sexual abuse. I wish that I could say today that there is no longer any effects of the abuse, she said, adding that Christians like the big bow on top of the package that says, this is the way it used to be, but praise God that's no longer true and that's not possible and everything's been healed and everything's fine. And sometimes it happens that way, but sometimes in this life it doesn't. But the trauma she endured, she said, has not been fully resolved, even after years of therapy. And I've come to believe catastrophic loss represents some not fully grieved moments, or some incompletely grieved losses to trauma in our life, Warren told the audience. Sexual abuse absolutely affects mental health, Warren said. And survivors find differing measures of healing. It's not a one-size-fits-all recovery process. Warren said she has come to believe that there are parts of my soul and my body that will not be completely healed until I see Jesus face to face. Today, Rick and Kay Warren in Saddleback Church seeks advocate for people living with mental illness, HIV/AIDS, and the orphans left behind. Though she has not given up on recovery or the pursuit of healing, Warren said, every day is one day closer to the total and complete healing that my soul longs for. And it's coming, and it's mine, and it will be mine forever on that glorious Resurrection Day. The Caring Well Conference was held in Grapevine, Texas, October 3rd through the 5th. Other speakers included J.D. Greer, Beth Moore, Russell Moore, Jackie Hill Perry, and Rachel Den Hollander. Fourth, according to The Guardian, Bertram John, the father of Botham John, said on Thursday he wished his son's killer had received a stiller sentence. Had received a stiffer sentence. But he also said he agreed with his surviving son, Brant, who amid extraordinary scenes in court in Dallas on Wednesday, offered forgiveness to former police officer Amber Geiger. I felt the same way as Brant, Bertram John told CNN. I wish I could have extended that same courtesy. I don't want to see her rot in hell or rot in prison. Geiger shot Botham John dead last September after entering his apartment thinking, she said, it was hers on a lower floor and that he was a dangerous intruder. The 26-year-old accountant was sitting on his couch eating ice cream. Geiger, age 31, was subsequently fired by the Dallas Police Department. Convicted of murder, she received the 10-year sentence. The maximum sentence available was 99 years, and prosecutors had asked for 28 years based on the age John would have attained had he been alive today. At the sentencing hearing on Wednesday, Brant Jean, 18, told Geiger, I forgive you. I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you, because I know that's exactly what Botham would want you to do. He then asked permission to embrace Geiger and did so. Film of the moment went viral. The judge in the case, Tammy Kemp, also embraced Geiger and gave her her Bible. Asked on CNN what allowed him and his sons to be so forgiving, Bertram John said, that's what Christ would want us to do. If you will not forgive, neither will your father forgive you. I don't want to see her rot in hell. I don't want to see her rot in prison. I hope this will help her to change and recognize the damage and the hurt that her family is going through. So I wish her well and I will pray for her family and for her as well. Fifth, according to Reuters, U.S. presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren's campaign has fired a senior staff member following complaints of inappropriate behavior. Campaign spokesperson Kristen Orthman said the leadership had received multiple complaints over the past 2 weeks about Richard McDaniel, Warren's national organizing director, and hired outside counsel to investigate. The campaign determined that his reported conduct was inconsistent with its values and that he could not be a part of the campaign moving forward, Orthman said in a statement. She did not give details about the nature of the complaints against McDaniel. In a statement, McDaniel said, I have separated from the campaign and am no longer serving as national organizing director. I have tremendous respect for my colleagues despite any disagreements we may have had, and believe departing at this time is in the best interest of both parties. I will never intentionally engage in any behavior inconsistent with the campaign or with my own values. If others feel that I have, I understand that it's important to listen even when you disagree. I wish the campaign and my colleagues well. Warren's campaign to win the Democratic nomination for the 2020 presidential contest has been gaining ground in recent weeks. She's been rising in public opinion polls, and earlier on Friday, she reported an increase in fundraising between July and September. Warren, a U.S. senator from Massachusetts, last week edged past former Vice President Joe Biden for the first time in a major national opinion poll. Sixth, according to the Daily Beast, Ukraine's chief prosecutor has announced a review of the closure of a previous legal case involving Burisma Holdings, the natural gas giant where Joe Biden's son served as a board member. The review falls short of the criminal investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden's dealings in the country that President Trump had demanded in his July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president. When asked Friday whether he had evidence of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden, Ukraine's general prosecutor Ruslan Ryabashapka said, "I have no such information." A written statement did not mention Burisma, the gas company where Hunter Biden works, by name, but at a press conference, Ryabashapka was asked directly and said he would be reviewing the closure of the previous legal case involving it. Trump has, with no evidence, accused Joe Biden of acting to protect his son by urging the removal of Ukraine's former general prosecutor, who was looking into allegations of money laundering at Burisma. In a July phone call with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Trump threatened to withhold military aid to Ukraine unless the country investigated the Biden family's political and business dealings there. Top Ukraine officials previously told the Daily Beast that such a review was expected as part of the Zelensky administration's anti-corruption efforts. Seventh and finally today, according to CNS, the work week is ending with some good news for President Donald Trump as more records were smashed in Friday's report on September unemployment. For the 22nd time since Donald Trump took office, the number of employed Americans reached a record high last month, climbing 319,000 from August's record 157,878,000 to 158,269,000. At the same time, the number of unemployed Americans at a Trump-era low at 5,769,000. Those two strong numbers pushed the nation's unemployment rate to 3.5% in September, down 0.2 points from last month, and the lowest rate since December 1969. President Trump hailed the good news on Twitter, with the twist, of course. "Breaking news," Trump wrote, "unemployment rate at 3.5% drops to a 50-year low. Wow, America, let's impeach your president," even though he did nothing wrong. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.